Let's get on another one of our top local rugby stars, the man we've already heard from, Sean Wayne at Wigan Warriors. Let's hear from the man who guided Lee Centurions through their all-conquering 2014, their coach, Paul Rowley. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, and happy Christmas, happy New Year, all that kind of stuff. Did you have a good Christmas? Nice chilled out one, or what have you been up to?
Not chilled, but really? A very, very good one, yeah, real good one. I've got two kids, just twins, you know, seven-year-old boys, nothing's easy, so...
No rest at all. Okay, so did you play with their toys more than they did, or which way around was it? Did you?
There's a few musical instruments knocking around.
Brilliant.
So, no, to be honest, I tried to distance myself.
Brilliant.
Into a separate room.
Okay, for a different house. That's a different town. Okay, so the lads all back? When are they back in obviously, been doing some pre-season training. When are you back in full-time? Is it next week?
Yeah, We had 5 days off, a day before Christmas Eve, and then back in Monday, Tuesday. They got 4 more days off for New Year, and then we're back in again for a couple of days. So a couple of decent periods off over Christmas and New Year, and then we go to Lanzarote on the 6th of January for a training camp, so that should be good.
Get you.
Absolutely.
Who came back needing most work, so to speak, after the couple of weeks off that they had?
Definitely my assistant coach, Neil Jukes.
Really?
Let himself go, yeah. Come back with a limp and overweight.
Really?
We can sort him out over time.
Yeah, that needs doing. Okay, so many great moments are in 2014 for Lee, and obviously there was the grand final. Is there one, apart from the grand final, is there one kind of moment that you could pick out from the year that you'd like to freeze frame and keep forever?
I think pre-season Marine Camp set the foundation for me.
Right.
I'm not sure it would be a highlight of our players' season, but maybe the Halifax win, backing up after the Leeds game.
Right,
we had real short recovery and lots of injuries, and we came up with a win, albeit in one of those magic circumstances on a bizarre kick, but we deserved it in the end anyway.
Yeah, great day. So tonight, New Year's Eve tonight, what's up, what's going on in the Rowley household? Do you spend it all in together? Do you go out? What happens with you guys?
Oh, it'll be, fine wines and good food, that's about it. There'll be no mad parties. So basically, it's cheap red and... Lambrusco.
bargain bucket champagne. Fabulous. Hey, Paul, have a great New Year. It's been great, great following you guys in 2014. We're looking forward to 2015 so much. Have you got a quick message for the fans before you go?
Just Happy New Year, and, you know, we'll look forward to seeing you in 2015, and hopefully we can make some new and very good memories together. Cheers.
Brilliant. Sorry for waking you up so early, mate. Have a great New Year's Eve. Cheers, buddy.
See you. Cheers, Chris.